At the World Cup tomorrow, the U.S. will face Ghana, and it's make or break for the Americans. They have to win and hope that Italy does the same, or they will likely be out of the tournament. Commentator Bill Langworthy has been watching the World Cup, and he's noticed something that seems peculiar to him. Teams celebrate ties. He is bewildered by that concept, which he thinks is faintly un-American.
People can't stop talking about the U.S. World Cup team. Gutsy, miraculous, and heroic were some of the words used to describe their game Saturday, in which they earned a chance to advance to the next round. The U.S. is on this road to glory after battling Italy to a triumphant tie. I can't remember Americans ever being so excited about a tie. Americans like clear-cut winners and losers. We don't want to see Ali tie Frazier, Popeye tie Bluto, Aiken tie Stoddard, or VHS tie Beta. But American journalists are suddenly embracing the tie. Two recent headlines read, Angola pulls off stunning tie with Mexico, and Trinidad thrilled with tie versus Sweden. The Angola and Trinidad games were not only ties, but 0-0 ties. That means that billions of people tuned in to watch a game whose objective is to put a ball in a net, and when it didn't happen after 90 minutes, one country celebrated while another country mourned. In Saturday's game, Italy scored the first goal against the U.S., then scored the final goal by accidentally knocking the ball into their own net. In other words, the U.S. remained alive not by scoring more goals than the other team, but by scoring fewer goals against themselves. In fact, the U.S. hasn't scored a single goal in the entire World Cup, yet after the game, players were hugging and slapping high fives, and the American telecast was the highest-rated soccer match in 8 years. Maybe America needs more tying these days. The Chicago Cubs certainly would have settled for a tie in 2003. A tie would have been great for Al Gore in 2000. Tupac and Biggie would both have been better off calling it a tie. And it's looking now like a tie might be the best we can hope for in Iraq. But if the U.S. wants to advance tomorrow, they cannot tie. They need to defeat Ghana. If they tie, they go home. Last Saturday, tying was the new winning. Tomorrow, tying is the new losing. That's too bad, because I was hoping tying would be the next big thing. It might be nice to see the Red Sox and Yankees share the pennant, Coke and Pepsi admit that they're both pretty tasty, or Superman battle Lex Luthor to a dead heat. Then again, maybe some ties are best left on the soccer field. A tie may be good enough for Angola, but I still need Superman to win.
Bill Langworthy is a writer in Los Angeles. He tied for third in the 1987 Massachusetts Regional Science Fair.